Aleishu Chelik Beis Tav Reish Nun Vav at the bottom. Nachazol is Chilas Apek. Let's return to the beginning of the chapter. Dirishu Hashem Behimatzoi. Literally, seek Hashem when He is found, when He is around. And you know, some Ben Israel translated Tivu Dachalta Hashem. Seek Yiras Hashem. Ad Deatun Chayin. While you live. So Behimatzoi is equivalent to Atun Chayin. That was the profound point. Manei Ra. How awful it is that a person can live his life as simple life without even knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within him, mamash. It's not for this reason that the godly neshama was given to him, to be unaware, to be ignorant. The very fact of life has to stimulate within the person yirah, which we define on a simple level in Ma'arech HaSeva, the fact that the created relates to his creator. That's the basic idea of yirah. Omarnu b'Ma'arech HaSeva, Perek Ches, we said over there, ki chayus matila moira. We dealt there with this concept that a higher grade of life imposes awe upon a lower grade of life. We spoke about Chazal's statement that if a baby is alive, the mice stay away. But if you have someone like Oig Melech HaBashan, but dead, then the mice are not afraid. A higher grade of life imposes fear on a lower grade of life. Umura'achem v'chitechem chayuschem hiye al kol chayasa. It's a pasuk that the Gemara there discusses. Umura'achem yo'o v'chitechem, which Rashi translates as chayutchem. The very fact that you're alive imposes a fear on the creatures of the earth, on the animals. And we said over there, Mash HaKadosh Baruch Hu chay, matil eima v'ir'a l'adam. This applies to us as well. The fact that HaKadosh was chay v'kayom, we mentioned there that often in the Siddur we use this phrase chay v'kayom, that itself imposes awe and fear upon a lower grade of life, meaning human beings. Now that we're saying that when Yonasan ben Uziel is teaching that Hashem's presence, when He is present, that is my life, that in itself should impose upon us a profound sense of awe. The second part of the pasuk, literally call to Him while He is close, which Yonasan ben Uziel translates Bo min kodomoi ad deatun kayimin, ask of Him, daven to Him while you are kayam. Hachefetz eloki adavik badam, that's a term we used previously in this chapter, this divine will which attaches to the person around him, v'chayev osil avoid loy, obligates a person to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Inyan avoida, if we want to summarize avoida, what it means is lachazik kirvasei zbarhelim, to maintain and to strengthen Hashem's closeness to us. Uv makoim sheish kirvay shamish avoida. Where there is closeness, there is avoida. Zehu korveinu malkenu laavoida secha vekeravdanu malkenu laavoida secha. That's the meaning of these phrases in the Siddur and the Machzor. Bring us close to your avoida. I made a note for myself to look at the first volume, Chelek Aleph, Reish Lamed Zayin. At the time of the base of Mikdash, this avoida was essentially the avoida of Korbanois. We saw this just in earlier in the chapter. The Ramban explains the idea of that we should find favor in Hashem's eyes through the Korbanois. These days, tefillah replaces Korbanois. Which avoida is this that the Torah speaks about? The fact that we exist is the closeness of Hashem. That's the translation of Yonasan. And that obligates one to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heart. Still, these words are awesome. That Hashem's closeness and presence is here within us, in our lives. If one understands this properly, one sees how great is life in Olam Hazeh within one's body. This is a well-known anecdote about him, Shelifnei Petirasehu Bocha al Shehu Ezeb Olam Yakazeh, that on his deathbed he cried over the fact that he was leaving this precious world. For relatively little, he could buy the mitzvah, buy the threads and perform the mitzvah of tzitzis, asher yishekula keneg kol haTorah kula, which is equivalent to the entire Torah. Muva bedas chokhma musach, ele gimel amud kuf gimel, that's one of the places where this incident is related. And one sees from this the Gaon's appreciation for how precious this world is davka. Hachafetz chayim nishmasei eden omay lagmara beirvin nun daled. He commented on this Gemara. Omay li Shemuel l'Rav Yehuda. Shinena, chatoif v'achoyil chatoif v'ishtei de'alma de'azlinen mineh ke'ilul adamei. Shemuel said to his Talmid, Rav Yehuda, grab and eat, grab and drink, because this world that we are leaving, this olam hazeh, is like a wedding. The author explains, ki pashut, it's obvious. The Chafetz Chaim said about this, it's obvious the Kal Torah mitzvahs. Shmuel was not saying to Rav Yehuda, eat, drink, and be merry, in that sense of simple gashmius. Obviously, it was about Torah mitzvahs. Kemo shekasuv, like many psukim say, lechu lachmu belachmi, ushesu b'yen masachti. Many psukim describe Torah mitzvahs as wine, bread. And this is what he was saying to him, grab Torah mitzvahs in this world, it's like a wedding. Ba'olam hazeh domeh lechasuna. That's what this Gemara in Eruvin Nun Daled is teaching. Olam hazeh is like a wedding. Habal sham yachol echol velishtois keavas nafshoi. If you're a guest at a wedding, you can eat and drink as much as you wish. Keshulchanos aruchim kol tuv. The tables are heavily laden. The waiters are just ready to fulfill your every wish. Uval hachasuna mechabel lechol nichnas. The Baal HaSimcha honors anyone, any guest who comes, as much as you want. When the wedding is over, that's it. The tables are cleared. There's no more room. It's just an empty room when you go into. There's nothing to have. A person can serve Hashem as he wishes. Every single moment and grab as much as he wants. In this case, being of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is close and has a good eye for every guest, so to speak, every inhabitant of Olam Hazeh. It's different in Olam Haba. Sheshama HaKadosh Baruch Hu karov umrutze l'adam rak besuras secharoi be'adam mitzvois shasakan bo'olam. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close and has a good eye towards people only as sechar for whatever he accomplished in Olam Hazeh. To be able to serve Hashem there, it's part of one's sachar. Whatever the person didn't grab of Torah mitzvahs here, he will not have over there. One has to appreciate chayei olam hazeh. One has to appreciate it, to be aware of how profound olam hazeh is. This was adapted from Michtavei HaFetz Chaim, Hoitzil Oreb Arye Leib HaKohen, Dugma Misichoi Zavi, in Siman Lamed Zayin. Chayim Amitiyim Hem Ka'ele Sheimatzuim Evi Lira'ah. Chayim Amitiyim, real life, is those where Hashem's presence brings to Yira'ah. Yosei Korev Lidei Avidah, and his being close brings one to Avidah. Lulei Zeh, HaChayim HaNifleim Ha'ele Orichim Li'ibud Chas V'Chalil. If not for this, this wonderful life is wasted. When we speak about real life, here we quote the Gemara in Ta'anis, Daf Hei. Omar b'Yechanan, Yaakov Avinu lo imes. Yaakov Avinu did not die. Amulei, what do you mean? V'chi b'chdi safdu safdanaya, v'chantu chantanaya v'kavru kabaraya. The Torah says there were those who bewailed him and those who embalmed him, those who buried him. What was that all about? Omar lei mikra nidoresh. Rabbi Yechanan is not phased. Mikra nidoresh, shenemar, the Pasuk says, Ve'ato al tira avdi Yaakov, Noyim Hashem, Toen fia, ve'al techas Yisrael, Toen fia Yisrael. Kineni Moishiacha merachoik, ve'zar'echa me'eretz shavim. I will save you and your progeny. Makishu lezar'oi, says Rabbi Yochanan, there's a hekeshir between Yaakov Avinu and his progeny. Ma zar'oi b'chaim afubachim. Just like his progeny is alive, so too Yaakov Avinu is alive. What does this mean? Maharal mevair ma'amar ze ba'arichus begur ayeh b'farshas vayichi. So Maharal in his super commentary to Rashi's commentary, Parshas Vayichi, explains this at length. V'tamtzis devarav hu kach. The essence of his words is as follows. Im yesh laben ma'ala atzmis. If the son has some inherent level, some inherent ability. Necessarily it was in his father as well and bequeathed to the son. This is not true for something which is incidental, not something natural to him. For example, the son emulated somebody else that has a particular achievement. We wouldn't say that necessarily this is found in the father, because the son merely emulated somebody else. This idea applies not just to ma'alois, but also to life itself. Yesh chayim be'etzem, there's inherent life, real, actual life. Yesh chayim be'etzem, there's life which is coincidental. Adam ha'chay chayim peshutim, person lives just a straightforward, simple life. Zeh nikra shehu chay be'etzem. He happens to live. Ve'al zeh ei efshar lomar she'im ha'ben chay gam ha'ben chayim. About this, we wouldn't be able to say that, well, if the son is alive, the father is alive too. Aval im chaye habanim hem chayim be'etzem, if the children's lives are actual, real, intense life, v'chaye Torahim ka'ele, and Torah life is such, kemoish kasu v'atem adevekim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kolechem ayom, you cleave to Hashem, live, az be'echrach gam aviyem chayim. Then necessarily the father is alive as well, ki gam chaya v'mala atzmi. He's the one who bequeathed them, this to them. That's how the Maharal explains Rabbi Yochanan's statement. HaKlal Yisrael chay chayim be'etzem, Klal Yisrael lives this chayim be'etzem, actual, real life, not coincidental, ki hu chay b'tera. V'lachen hechrach ki gam Yaakov Avinu chay, and therefore it's necessary, it has to be that Yaakov Avinu is alive as well. Ma noyra hadavar, again, this is a profound point, an awesome point. Gam chayim she'metzir shel himatzov Yisakov, even a life which in reality is Hashem's presence here within us, all around, yecholim nishay chayim yivked, it can remain incidental life. The person was not sufficiently wise to acquire this as something innate and part of himself through Yir'ah in Avoda. Hava niz chazeka she'iyu. That's a topographical error. It should be she'iyu. Hava niz chazeka. Let's strengthen ourselves. She'iyu chayinu chayim be'etzim. That our lives should become chayim be'etzim. Actual, real life. Adkan.